تعالى سد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Oh, who you believe, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 24. Oh, who you believe, answer Allah by obeying Him and His Messenger when He calls you to that which, listen what He said, to that which will give you life. To that which will give you life. You see, in this world, the disbeliever is dead. The disbeliever is dead. And in the next one, he wishes to die. In the next one, he wishes to die. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 17, ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. And death will come to him from every side, yet he will not die, and in front of him will be a great torment. نسأل الله العافية. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Fatir in chapter 35 verse 36, والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يقضى عليهم فيها لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور. But those who disbelieve, for them will be the fire of hell. Neither it will have a complete killing effect on them so that they die, nor shall it torment, its torment be lightened for them. Thus do we requite every disbeliever. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَهُمْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ لَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْهِمْ فَيَمُوتُوا وَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهَا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي كُلَّ كَفُورٍ. The message carries a description of a complete way of life. The messengers not only carry the message, but they explain it in accordance with the teachings revealed to them. By whom? By the one who had chosen them, Allah. He wanted His message to be delivered by humans to humans. All of the messengers directed man to Allah, His oneness, uniqueness, attributes, and laws. What is permissible and what is not, what is good and what is bad, the day of resurrection, paradise, hell, reward, punishment, accountability. The human mind cannot comprehend all the realities about these details. The human mind cannot in any way comprehend all the realities about these details. The patient knows he needs a doctor to know the diagnosis of his illness and the right cure for it. The messengers are needed to guide mankind through the details of what has preceded. Some think that man or that human intellect is sufficient to conduct, quote, a beneficial life on earth. Allah has honored man with faculties that allow him to distinguish between good and bad, yes. And this is a distinction that elevates man truly above the animal kingdom. However, on its own, man's intellect is number one. And we would like this to be, inshallah, given special attention, these 5 points now. Man's own intellect is number one. Cannot know about Allah and His attributes. Cannot know the details of Allah's religion. Third, cannot know what pleases Allah and what angers Him. Fourth, cannot know when Allah gives reward or sets a punishment, nor the measure of reward or punishment. And finally, cannot know about the unseen unless Allah reveals it. Cannot know about the unseen unless Allah reveals it. So these are number one. Cannot know about Allah and His attributes. Cannot know the details of Allah's revision. And three, cannot know what pleases Allah and what angers Him. And four, cannot know when Allah gives reward or sets a punishment, nor the measure of reward or punishment. And fifthly, cannot know about the unseen unless Allah reveals it. And if you think about it, there is even more. We can add two more elements to this with some detail. We can say point six, they cannot decide about each and every action whether it is just or unjust. Why? Because man only knows general concepts about good and bad. In some cases, certain deeds may seem to be good, yet they are bad, or at least doubtful. The mind is unable to determine which side is more dominant. The mind is unable to determine which side is more dominant. The message brings details about what constitutes the successful approach in dealing with such situations. The second point to be added, man's intellect can reach certain conclusions that are basically hypothetical and open for opposing points of view. The revelation, however, is perfect. It does not negate the mind. On the contrary, it directs it to contemplate the surrounding universe, inhabit the earth, and invest the globe's resources, but in a just way. Revelation is the light. The revelation is the light by which the mind can see or can search for all that comforts it. I repeat, revelation is the light by which the mind can search for all that comforts it. Man cannot benefit from his eyesight if he is in darkness. When the light of the sun emerges, it lights his way. Revelation takes man from the deepest darkness to light. Revelation takes man from the deepest darkness to light. قال الله تعالى in Surah Ibrahim in chapter 14 verse 1. أَلِفْ لَا مَرَى كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. ألف لام را. This is a book which we have revealed unto you in order that you might lead mankind out of darkness into light by their Lord's leave to the path of the Almighty, the owner of all praise. And that's why therefore we conclude that the message is, this is the beginning, that the message is life. Life. Without the message, the person is dead. The messengers, the highest rank, the message of Tawheed is of the highest rank in the sight of Allah. The best of mankind and most close to Him are His chosen messengers. They are the ones who received Allah's salam, peace and safety. قال الله تعالى وسلام على المرسلين كما في قوله تعالى 37 181 وسلام على المرسلين. And salam, security and peace be upon the messengers. وقال تعالى على نوح سلام على نوح في العالمين. هذه سورة الصافات 37-79. And salam, peace and security be upon Nuh among the alameen, mankind, jinns and all that exist. وقال تعالى in سورة صاد 38-47 وإنهم عندنا لمن المصطفين الأخيار. And they are in our sight verily of the chosen and the best. Sufficient in their honoring is the fact that Allah designated them as the recipients of His wahi, of His revelation. Sufficient is that Allah, the Exalted, trusted them with His message. Sufficient is that Allah bestowed upon them various forms of miracles. Sufficient is that amongst them are those whom He, the Most High, took as Khalil, chosen, beloved, or spoke to directly. He lifted some to ranks higher than others. Sufficient is that they are, or they were, tested more than the rest of mankind. Sufficient is that all the good in this world and in the hereafter, which Allah favors on His slaves, came by the way of the messengers. They explained all that is good and how to attain it. Sufficient is that Allah is known by the way of the messengers. They informed us of Allah's attributes and how can we worship Him properly. Sufficient is that the highest in rank are the five ones foremost in their resolve. Ulul Azm. They are Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Noah, Ibrahim, Abraham, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, and Muhammad alayhi wasalam. The highest in rank is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qala Allahu ta'ala in Surah Ash-Shura 42:13, Shara'a lakum min ad-din ma wassa bihi Nuhan walladhi awhayna ilayk wa ma wassayna bihi Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa. So, how many in this verse are mentioned? Ma wassa bihi Nuhan. Allah has ordained for you the same deen which He ordained for Noah. This is one. And that which we have inspired in you, this is two, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which we ordained for Ibrahim, this is three. Musa, this is four. Isa, this is five. Saying, you should establish the deen. Sufficient that they carried on the most honorable task of calling people to the Tawheed of Allah. They endured all kinds of hurt by their respective nations, but never relinquished the message of Tawheed. Now, what are the duties and assignments of the messengers? The Quran and the Sunnah, the legal ways of the Prophet ﷺ, describe the duties and the assignments of the messengers as follows. First, the clear conveyance of the message. The clear conveyance of the message. A. Proclamation. The messengers proclaim what they are commanded to reveal without omission or addition. Without omission or addition. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته. And Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:67. The proclamation. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته. O messenger, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord. Proclamation. In addition to proclamation, courage. The messengers proclaim the message having complete trust in Allah and fear none except Him. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ahzab in 33-39 الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله. Those who convey the message of Allah and fear Him and fear none save Allah. proclamation, courage, and complete recitations of texts. قال الله تعالى in سورة العنكبوت in chapter 29 verse 45 أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب. Recite, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what has been revealed to you of the book, meaning the Quran. The messenger proclaims without any modifications and or changes. This includes any explanation of the revelation. The messengers are the most qualified in their knowledge about the meaning of the revelation. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:44, وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And we have sent down unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder and the advice, meaning this Quran. Why? That you may explain clearly to men what is sent down to them, and that they may give thought. The messenger may verbally clarify many matters of the revelation, and may also practically demonstrate several aspects of the revelation. For example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the meaning of the word wrong between parentheses, or in verse, in Surah Al-An'am verse 82, he defined it to mean shirk, offering worship to other than Allah, and not the wrong that means sinful or bad deeds. قال الله تعالى الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. سورة الأنعام 82, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. It is those who believe and confuse not their belief with wrong, ظلم. For them only their security, and they are guided. Here the Prophet ﷺ practically demonstrated how to manifest the revelations related to him. In explanation and in action. Here he explained that the wrong means shirk. In action, he related many things as to the way of prayers, way of pilgrimage, way of charity, and many other acts of worship. But what about if people reject all of that? If people turn away, قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran 3:20, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ. But if they turn away, your duty is only to convey the message. So this is the first task of the messengers. From what preceded is the clear conveyance of the message. The clear conveyance of the message. The second, they call people to Allah. They call people to Allah. The duty of the messengers does not stop at the clarification and proclamation of the truth, but they must also call mankind to adopt the message, believe in it, and act upon it. The messengers say to the people, you are the slaves of Allah. He is your Rabb, unique Lord, and true God. He wanted us to tell you how to worship Him, because we are messengers assigned by Him, then you must obey us and follow us. This is illustrated in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And verily, we have sent among every nation, every ummah, nation, community, a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah alone and avoid or keep away from tagut, from all false deities. A real example. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ كَأَنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِي وَمِيكَائِيلَ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْنِ يَقُولُ أَحَدُهُمَا لِصَاحِبِهِ اضْرِبْ لَهُ مَثَلًا فَقَالَ اسْمَعْ سَمِعَتْ أُذُنُكَ وَعَقِلْ عَقِلَ قَلْبُكَ إنما مثلك ومثل أمتك كمثل ملك اتخذ دارا ثم بنى فيها بيتا ثم جعل فيها مائدة ثم بعث رسولا يدعو الناس إلى طعامه، فمنهم من أجاب الرسول ومنهم من تركه. فالله هو الملك، والدار الإسلام، والبيت الجنة، وأنت يا محمد رسول الله، ومن أجابك دخل الإسلام، ومن دخل الإسلام دخل الجنة، ومن دخل الجنة أكل ما فيها. رواه الترمذي، رواه البخاري والترمذي. I have seen in my dream as if Jibril عليه السلام is by my head and Mikael the angel in charge of the rain and plant by my feet. One of them tells his companion, give a similitude of him, meaning of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The other replied, listen, meaning of Muhammad, may your ears hear by giving audience and think, and may your heart mind understand that the similitude of you and of your nation is that of a king who acquired for himself a piece of land. On it he built a house and furnished it with a dining place. He then sent a messenger inviting people to his food. Some of them accepted the invitation, while others turned it down. Verily, verily, Allah is the king, and the land is Islam, and the house is the Jannah, paradise, and you, Muhammad, are the messenger. Whoever responds to you by obeying you will enter Islam, and whoever enters Islam will enter Jannah, and whoever enters Jannah shall eat from what's in it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who enter Jannah and see his face. Devoted by Al-Bukhari and At-Tirmidhi. So this is the second task of the messenger. They call people to Allah. They call people to Allah. Third, they give glad tidings and warnings. They give glad tidings and warnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the Most High, says in Surah Al-Kahf 18:56, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. And we send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. In this regard, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example about himself, where he said, مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ كمثل رجل أتى قوما فقال يا قوم إني رأيت الجيش بعيني وإني أنا النذير العريان فالنجاء فأطاعه طائفة من قومه فأدلجوا وانطلقوا على مهلهم فنجوا وكذبته طائفة منهم فأصبحوا مكانهم فصبحهم الجيش فأهلكهم واجتاحهم فذلك مثل من أطاعني فاتبع ما جئت به ومثل من عصاني وكذب بما جئت به من الحق. In the agreed upon hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the similitude of me and the message with which Allah has sent me is like that of a man who came to some people and said, I have seen the enemy forces with my own eyes, and I am a naked warner. A truly naked person. To emphasize what? To emphasize
the truth about the coming danger. It was within the Arabian culture that the warner who sees the enemy forces would take off his clothes and use it as a signal of warning for his own people. So the Prophet ﷺ said, the similitude of me and the message with which I have been sent to me is that from Allah, is that of a man who came to some people and said, I have seen the enemy forces with my own eyes, and I am a naked warner to you. So save yourselves. Save yourselves. A group of his people obeyed him and went out at night slowly and stealthily and were safe, while another group belied him and stayed in their place until the morning, when the army ran them and destroyed them. Such is the similitude of those who obey me and follow what I have brought, meaning the message, and of those who disobey me and belie the truth which I have brought. The glad tidings and warnings brought by the messengers are twofold, worldly and for the hereafter. For the worldly life, the glad tidings are for those who obey the messengers. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nahl 16:97, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. نسأل الله أن نكون منهم. Whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer, verily to him we shall give a good life in this world, and we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do in paradise in hereafter. وقال تعالى in Surah Taha 21:23, فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى. فمن اتبع هدايا فلا يضل ولا يشقى. The one who follows my guidance, whoever follows my guidance, he will not go astray nor fall in distress and misery. وقال تعالى in Surah An-Nur in 24:55, وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا. اسمعوا, يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا. This is the criteria. Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He will certainly grant them succession to the present rulers on the earth, as He granted it to those before them, and that He will grant them the authority to practice their religion that He has chosen for them, meaning Islam, and He will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, provided they believe, they worship me and don't associate anything with me. In addition, the messengers warn those who decide to disobey and turn away from their Creator, as in Taha 21:24, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. But whosoever turns away from my reminder, neither believes in this Quran nor acts in according with that, verily for him is a life of hardship, and we shall raise him up blind on the day of resurrection. Allah is all merciful and all just in his reward as well as in his punishment. قال الله تعالى in Surah 41 30. نعم. قال الله تعالى: فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود.
But if they turn away, they'll say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I have warned you of a صاعقة, a destructive, awful cry, torment, hit, a thunderbolt, like that صاعقة bolt which overtook عاد and ثمود. Who are عاد and ثمود? عاد is an ancient nation that lived after Noah عليه السلام in the curved sand hills in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. They were intelligent and prosperous, but naughty and disobedient to Allah. The messenger Hud was sent to them, and when they turned away from the message of Tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with violent, destructive, westerly winds. And who are Thamud? Another ancient people who lived in the north of Medina in Arabia and on the way to greater Syria, Al-Sham. They were called to believe in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah by Prophet Saleh alayhi salam. Because of their rejection of the revelation, they were destroyed by an earthquake and a thunderbolt. Now this is with respect to this life. For the hereafter, the messenger. The messengers bring glad tidings to the obedient ones. قال الله تعالى in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 13, وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will be admitted to gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, to abide therein, and that will be the great success. What about those who disobey and transgress? The messengers also bring them the saying of Allah, as in Surah An-Nisa 4:14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And whoever disobeys Allah and His messenger and transgresses His limits, He will cast him into the fire to abide therein, and he shall have a disgraceful torment. The glad tidings and warnings brought by the messengers are key elements that influence the human soul. Naturally, the soul aspires for what is good and likes to drive away evil. The messengers enlighten the human soul by informing about the great good that can be achieved as a result of having the right belief and doing righteous deeds. The person will then be eager to acquire such good. On the other hand, when the soul is informed about the great harm that may be inflicted upon it if it rejects Allah and His message, then it may refrain from committing what may be harmful to itself. The glad tidings about the great bounties of Allah are something that brings steadfastness to the heart and satisfaction to the soul, as well as pleasure to our innermost senses. Listen to what Allah the Most High says about paradise. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَيْهَا مُتَقَابِلِينَ يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَّعِينٍ لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنزِفُونَ وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن إنشاء فجعلناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين. من سورة الواقعة 15:16, 57, 15 to 38. There will be on thrones woven with gold and precious stones, reclining thereon face to face. They will be served by immortal boys with cups and jugs and a glass from the flowing wine. where from they will get neither aching of the head nor any intoxication, and fruit that they may choose, and flesh of fowls that they may desire, and there will be hur, fair females, عين, with wide, lovely eyes, as wives for the pious, like unto preserved pearls, a reward for what they used to do. No vain speaking will they hear therein, nor any sinful speech, backbiting and so forth, but only the saying of salam, salam, greeting with peace. And those on the right hand, who will be the companions of the right hand, they will be among thornless loot trees, among talh, banana trees, with fruits piled one above another, in shade long extended, by water flowing constantly, and fruit in plenty, whose season is not limited, and their supply will not be cut off, and on couches or thrones raised high. Verily we have created them maidens of special creation, and made them virgins, loving their husbands only, equal in age for those on the right hand. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first group of people who will enter paradise will be glittering like the moon on full moonlight. Will be glittering like the moon on full moonlight. They will neither spit therein, nor blow their noses therein, nor relieve nature. Their utensils therein will be of gold, and their combs of gold and silver. In their censers, a vessel in which incense is burned, the aloes wood will be used, and their sweat will smell like musk. Every one of them will have two wives. The marrow of the bones of the wives' legs will be seen through the flesh, out of excessive beauty. They, the people of paradise, will neither have difference nor enmity, hostility amongst themselves. Their hearts will be as if one heart, and they will be glorifying Allah in the morning and in the afternoon. And contemplate about the torture of those in the house of misery, hell. قال الله تعالى in الواقعة 41-45 وأصحاب الشمال ما أصحاب الشمال في سموم وحميم وظل من يحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين. And those of the left hand, who will be the companions of the left hand? In fierce hot wind and boiling water and shadow of black smoke, that shadow neither cool nor even good. Verily before that they were indulged in luxury. They preferred luxury, lust and worship of other than Allah over their true Rabb and Creator. They set up rivals with Allah. This is the result of their underestimation, ungratefulness, and ill opinion of Allah. قال الله تعالى in Al-Waqi'ah 51-56 ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين. Then moreover, verily you, the erring, the deniers of the resurrection, you verily will eat the trees of Zakum, which is a terribly smelling tree in hell. Its fruits have a terribly bitter taste. Then you will fill your bellies therewith, and drinking boiling water on top of it, so you will drink that like thirsty camels. That will be their entertainment on the day of recompense. The tasks of the messengers are more than this. We will stop here until we finish, inshallah, more of that in the next class. أسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفعنا بما سمعنا وأن يجعل ذلك هدى لنا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard and to make this a guidance to us. ولله الحمد من قبل ومن بعد وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.